What a privilege with the musicians we have here that God has given us in Mount Calvary. I'm always so impressed, with the talent, with the heart, with the way that they just share. And I think it's a gift of God. In the book of Psalms, I'm going to read a couple of passages. I believe that when it comes sermon time on a Sunday morning, it ought to be simple. I think it ought to be straightforward. I think you ought to just, to the best of your ability, as they say, tell it like it is. Some years ago, there was a story at the household there, and Mom always loves telling this story. We had a wonderful cousin from Pennsylvania up around Lancaster, and he comes down and he would visit with us in the summertime, and he was always a favorite of my father and all the family just loved. His name's Donnie Kaufman. Wonderful. Been deacon forever up there. Just wonderful. And back in those days, Franconia Road was just a two-lane road came by, and we lived in very close proximity to the old Franconia Firehouse. I think Lori was maybe 3-4 years old, something like that. And Donnie, on one of his trips down here in the summertime, just so happened that whenever those sirens would go off and you could hear the firehouse all going off, they'd go, and all, and Donnie and all his wisdom turned. One time he turned to Mom and he said, "Where are all those fire trucks going?" In the wisdom of a child, Lori's answer was, "To the fire, Donnie, to the fire." Get straight to it. Give them a straight answer. And I believe this morning, if we look in God's Word, I'm going to read from Psalm 8, the third verse. "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels." Talking about us. You've made him a little lower than the angels. "And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. Our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth." And then I'm moving over to Psalm 35, I just have one scripture here. "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." And I want to read that last phrase there again. "Who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow us with open hearts, open minds, receive that truth you have as each one for us. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. If you read in God's scripture, and if you simply are aware of what is going on around you, I challenge and I question why any individual could ever question the existence of God. I had the opportunity to get away for a few days, and I was so amazed that on Thursday evening, as I sat outside after dark and I was on the beach, the moon was nice and full, and you could see the reflection of that moon off that ocean. Those breezes were coming in, and it was just amazing, amazing, amazing. It's great to get away for just a couple of days, and I've been so privileged. I have friends that once a year we get together. Most of the guys are down from Wisconsin, And I always have to hear, everyone comes in and always tell you the temperature it was. One said when we left Milwaukee, it was 14 degrees below zero. We're happy to be here. And when you see guys once a year like that, it's always wonderful because you get a chance to kind of catch up. I was able to tell them the things that have been going on in my life, and I was able to hear and appreciate the things that's been going on in their lives. And they're good. A good bunch of folks, and I thank God for that. But I was amazed about how when I sat out on that deck there and I just felt those breezes and I saw that moon reflection and just, oh my goodness, what a wonderful God that I serve. I can't even fathom just the beauty that there is in this earth. So many times I see pictures, I see things, I see just, that just simply amaze me of the beauty that God has created. Each and every one of you have a favorite place you go to. Some folks like to go down to the beach. Some like to go to the mountains. Some like to go to the city. Some like to go off in the country. Some, I don't know where it is you like to go, but I fully trust and expect that wherever you go to like that, you have a great appreciation for what is the most favorite place for you to go visit. With that being said, remember, God created all of it, every bit of it. And then he says that although he created all of this, he created man just a little bit under the angels, just a little bit under the angels. And think about how much that God loves you and me. That he would create such beauty, such wondrous things, things that you can, that no painter and with the greatest talent that's ever been given, no painter has ever really captured the true beauty of nature. And then God says, I've created something even more precious to me. I have created man in my own image. And I've given him dominion, power, authority over all things that I have created. Think about it. Think about it. How much he must care for each and every one of us. Now I want to say those two things because it brings me to the third thing where it says, the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. In the New International Version, it reads like this, the Lord be exalted who delights in the well-being. God delights in the well-being of his servants. God made all those things beautiful. He made man. But what does he get happy about? What does he find pleasure in? He finds pleasure in the well-being of his servants. Whenever I'm asked about the church, there's always one question that pops up first. Well, what denomination are you? That's what everyone wants to know. Mount Calvary Community, what denomination are you? That's what they want to know. And I'm kind of learning a little bit from Dorothy and people and said that my answer becomes a little different. I said, well, we're non-denomination, but we're a church that hopefully that is warm and caring so that those who are lost and seeking can find a haven. That's kind of Dorothy Cross's answer. And I'm using that. I'm using that. Because I had a conversation and, you know, it started off and I knew from the conversation when there was a question asked to me, they really weren't all that concerned about my answer. They wanted to tell me what they wanted to tell me. And what they wanted to tell me was about the church. And he said, well, I grew up in a denominational church like that, and we won't go into it. We won't put any particulars like that. But let's just say it was had a very heavy emphasis on rules and structure. and suffering. And as they start to talk more and more, I could see that there were wounds there. There were some things that hadn't quite healed yet. And I said, well, this is amazing, but in the word that I read, it says that God is to be exalted. And God delights in my well-being. God is happy when I am happy. God delights in my well-being. I can see so many times the parents and how proud they are of children. Precious things to me when I know their little struggles back there and some things, and they may have to run out early, but I tell you, somebody made a trip all the way from the back to the front and then back to the back again to bring down one little bag of plastic bag full of these little goldfish to give me one. And that is precious. I told her that's the best goldfish that I have had today. Good. And you can see the pride in that parent with that child. You are simply children of God. Don't you think that God has pride in you? Don't you think God is thrilled when good things are happening for you in your life? Or you can kind of see God as a killjoy, you know? Arr. Trust me. For those people that see God as a killjoy, I feel sad because pretty much everything in their life that goes wrong, they think that God is punishing them. When if you simply realize that God is concerned, He finds pleasure in my well-being, all the things that I go through, although they might not be right now, He's wanting them to be better. He cares for me. I see people so many times and they just get caught up in this thing. They don't quite understand fully the grace of God. How He would send His Son to die upon a cross for me and for you. The simple thing. Who loves you that much? Trust me, no one in this world that you'll find. Only God. You can find pleasure. You can find joy. You can find, even in the times when you're challenged the most. A guy down the trip told me, he said, a friend who'd lost his job at the convenience store. And he started to tell me about the sad situation. He said, you know, he's working there and you have to converse with the people when they come in. And he said the fellow walked in and he had the world's worst hairpiece you've ever seen. Just didn't, you know. And he said, you know, he says, I know the guy. He looked at him. He says, he couldn't do it. He just couldn't let it go. And the guy walked up and he just kept looking up at him. And he said, how would you like to pay? A sad story. But one even with the saddest of stories, you can find a little joy in it. I know so many times in my life that I have found pleasure in the smallest, smallest thing. You want to know what this book is about? This book is a simple book. It is a story about how God loves you and me so much that He would send His Son to die upon a cross for you and I. It's simply by us accepting Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, we are guaranteed that eternal life. And then it's a book about how we live our lives. How we live our lives. And that's where all those small things come to work. I pulled out a pair of pants, going on a trip, reached in the pocket, found $5. Can anybody say amen out there? I didn't think they're my pants. I was like, what in the world? And I was happy about the small things. When you catch all the green lights, amen, amen. When you get in line and the person who is lying in front of you actually knows what they're trying to purchase and have everything ready instead of, wait here, let me go. You thank God for the small things in life. Because your faith in Him has taken care of the big thing. Has taken care of the most important thing. Has taken care of the simplest thing. I know we have challenges. I know we have struggles. I know we have trials. I know we have things that going on that we can't figure out. We don't know why, but I'm here to tell you, I do not serve a God who's a killjoy. I serve a God who is concerned, about my well-being and about your well-being. Maybe this is new to you. Maybe this stuff you haven't heard it preached like this. Maybe you haven't, you just don't know about it, you know? You walk into church and you say, oh my goodness, those people about midway through, they get up and talk so long to try to get that preacher to cut it short at the end. You don't know what to do. But trust me, if you have a question about the most important thing, this is a place to find the answer. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house, and God, you've given us such a warm spirit here at Mount Calvary today. We thank you for each one of those prayer requests that were mentioned. We thank you for each one that just had a wonderful praise upon their lips, God. We know there are challenges, we know there are needs, and we just want to thank you in advance for the way that you're going to take care of them. So Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building, but God, before we do that, let us look within our hearts. If there be one under the sound of my voice that doesn't know without a shadow of a doubt that they have Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, God, this is the place to ask the question, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the truth that you give. We thank you for the people that you've sent us. We thank you for the wonderful servants that have helped out in this service today, God. We appreciate each and every one of them. And Heavenly Father, most of all, we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen.